Author Kate DiCamillo has been writing best-selling books and stories for younger readers since 2000. She also counts adult readers as fans. The author's written two Newbery Medal winners, The Tale of Despero and Flora and Ulysses, along with the Newbery Honor winner, Because of Winn-Dixie. She's also the author of the successful Mercy Watson series about an extraordinary pet pig. Ahead of a visit to the Wharton Center here in East Lansing this Saturday, I spoke with Kate DiCamillo by phone yesterday. I began by asking her about the 10-year-old girl at the center of her latest story, Rainey Nightingale.
So Rainey Clark is 10 years old, and we're in Central Florida in the mid-70s, and Rainey's father has left the family. And Rainey has this plan that what she's going to do is enter the Little Miss Central Florida tire contest, win the contest, get her picture in the paper, and then her father will see her picture in the paper, and then he'll come home. Mm. So that's how Rainey thinks that she's going to solve this problem of her father leaving. And things do not at all go as she plans.
And I want to make sure our listeners heard this was the Little Miss...
Central Florida Tire Contest.
Tire.
Right.
Tire
right.
Contest.
Now, Wouldn't you want to enter that contest?
I would, and I would want to win it. You told NPR that Rainey is, quote, very much like the child that I was, very introverted, watching, worrying, wondering, but also hopeful.
Boy, that is true. That's the kid I was, and that kid is still right here inside of me. That, you know, and this is as close as I've ever come to putting myself in a book. This is exactly the kind of kid that I was.
And were you making an effort to bring your family together as well?
No, but I did think that it was my fault. Because I think that's what kids think. And I was at a loss as to what to do. But I did feel like if I had been a different kind of kid, it wouldn't have happened to begin with. Mm. If I'd been a better kid.
The New York Times' Amber Dermont called it not only captivating and triumphant, but necessary as well. That is high praise when your work is called necessary. How did you interpret that comment?
Well, when you just said that again, I mean that review knocked me off my feet. And when you read that just now, it made me tear up. I don't know. It makes me think that how important it is for people to tell their stories. Mm. You know, and how there are so many. There's been a big emotional response to this book from kids and from adults. And so I just feel so grateful to be getting to do this and then to connect to people in that way.
We're talking with author Kate DiCamillo. Her latest is called Rainey Nightingale. She is also this year's National Ambassador for Young People's Literature, selected by the U.S. Library of Congress. Kate DiCamillo speaks at East Lansing's Wharton Center this Saturday afternoon in an event presented by the Capital Area District Library and co-sponsored by WKAR. It's easy enough to assume that you see the world through a young person's eyes. Is it fair to say you do?
It is. And I remember with the very first book and one of the very first interviews that I did, and somebody, because the first book is from a 10-year-old's perspective, and the interviewer said, and now how do you get into the mind of a 10-year-old? And I just was so gobsmacked by the question, because to me it was so, it's like that I was a 10-year-old. I think, you know, Beverly Cleary had all of her 100th birthday celebration stuff, and they ran a couple of interviews with her on NPR, and in one of them she said that part of me is just very close to the surface. I never have to work to access it. And that's the way it is for me. It's just always there.
On your website, you also say how important paying attention is if you're writing stories. Is paying attention work, or does paying attention come easily to you?
I learned to pay attention through writing, and I learned it's actually like imagining your way into other people's lives. And as a shy person, I've also learned to ask people questions all the time. And that curiosity, that question asking has turned into genuine curiosity about people. I have to stop myself from staring at people. And I tell the kids, get on some mode of public transportation, pay attention to people, start writing things down in the notebook. You'll find enough for a whole novel and one bus ride.
So in the end, did you become a writer because you had to tell stories? You really couldn't control that in a way?
You are asking me good questions. I think I want to answer this very carefully. I think that because I'm a reader, there gets to be a point where you want to tell a story back, but I think that telling a story is how I make sense out of the world. And I think that I am one of those lucky people who has found exactly what they're supposed to do, and I get to do it.
We're talking with author Kate DiCamillo. She is coming to East Lansing at the Paysant Theater at Wharton Center this Saturday afternoon in an event presented by the Capital Area District Library and co-sponsored by WKAR. Will you always only write seriously for children and young people, or is there something Iris Murdochian waiting to burst out of you?
I have to say, let's just have a pause for a minute and say this is the first time that Iris Murdochian has been said today, at least, and maybe even this week. When I write, there is no difference in sentence structure or vocabulary or anything like that for writing for kids and writing for adults for me. But there is always this thing that Katherine Patterson, who is such a wonderful writer for kids, said, when you write for kids, you're duty-bound to end with hope. And that dictum is always kind of at the back of my head, and I like what it does to me as a writer, and I like what it does to me as a person. So I feel like I will stay here and not join Iris Murdoch.
We've been talking with author Kate DiCamillo. Her latest is called Ramey Nightingale. She's also this year's National Ambassador for Young People's Literature, selected by the Library of Congress. And Kate DiCamillo speaks at East Lansing's Wharton Center this Saturday afternoon. Nice talking with you, Kate DiCamillo. Continued success.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a great deal of fun.